Dough that is made to be fed for the dog, that a dough is made from a small amount of flour and a large amount of bran. If the dough is edible by the shepherd, if the percentage of the bran in the dough is not that high, and it's edible by a person, they're obligated to take off challah from the dough, and since it is edible, it's regarded as lechem, and you have to take off challah to be given to the kohen. And the dough could be used for an erev chatzeros to allow you to carry from the house into the chazer, or for an erev tchumen to allow you to carry more than 2,000 amos outside the city. And the dough could be used for a shitufim mevo, which allows you to carry from the courtyard into the mavoi. The mavoi is the alleyway. You're required to make a brachah d'amotzi on the dough. And if three people eat it together, they would have to make a zim. And the bread could be baked on yontif. As in yontif, you're allowed to bake if it's needed for people. You're not allowed to bake for animals. But since this dough is edible by people, and the shepherds will eat some of the bread, you're allowed to bake the bread on yontif. The yontif means yidecho basa b'pesach. If you make the dough into matzah, you would fulfill your obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, as it is regarded as lechem oni, and you would be yotzei your chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. But if the dough has such a high percentage of bran that it is unedible, the shepherds will not eat any of the bread. You will not be obligated to take off challah, as it's not recorded as lechem, and therefore you don't have to take off challah. Cannot be used for an erev chaser or an erev tchum, as since it is unedible. It cannot be used for a shitufim mavot to allow you to carry into the mavot. No bracha is required since it's not edible, it's not regarded as food, and does not require brachat hamotzi. And if three people eat it, they would not make a mizumin. And since it is unedible, they wouldn't even have to make a bracha achrona at all. They wouldn't bench at all, and certainly they wouldn't make a zimin. And it cannot be baked on yontif. As you can bake food on yontif, but you can't bake food that's going to be eaten by dogs, unless it's going to be eaten by people. Are you allowed to bake it on yontif? And this dough is suitable only for dogs, not for people. And you would not fulfill your obligation for the first night of Pesach. If you bake the dough into matzah, and you eat it on the first night of Pesach, you would not have fulfilled your obligation. As on Pesach, you need to eat lechem only. It has to be lechem, and this is not regarded as lechem. Benkach or benkach, metamet tumas ochlin. Whether or not it has a very high percentage of bran, it would be makabel tumas ochlin. Food is makabel tumas. And even if it had such a high percentage of bran that only the dogs would eat it, it would still be makabel tumas. And the person would eat it if he had nothing else. So therefore, it is makabel tumas ochlin. Challah and truma both have the same din regarding the following halacha. But not kohen eat truma or challah, he would be chayav misa b'dei shemayim if he does so b'mezid. As the pasuk says, by truma mesu bo ki chaluluha. But not kohen eat truma, he is chayav misa because he has profaned the truma. And challah would also have the same din, as challah is also referred to in the pasuk as truma, so therefore it has the same din as truma. And if you eat the truma or challah bishogei, non-intentionally, then you would be chayav a chomesh. You would have to pay the principal to the kohen who owns the challah or truma, plus you have to pay an additional fifth. Now the additional fifth does not have to be paid to the owner of the challah or truma, it can be paid to any kohen that you choose to give it to. Basurim luzar, and challah and truma both have the same din, that is forbidden for a non-kohen to eat challah or truma. Now the Mephoshim asked, of course it's forbidden for a non-kohen to eat challah or truma. We just said that if a non-kohen eats challah or truma, he's chayiv misa. So why does the Mishnah have to say it's forbidden to a non-kohen? Obviously it's forbidden, because you're chayiv misa if you eat it. The Mephoshim answer, but the Mishnah is teaching us that even less than the shear is forbidden. Meaning to say, you're only chayiv misa if you eat a kezayis of the truma or challah. If you eat less than a kezayis, you are not chayiv misa. So therefore, the Mishnah has to teach us that it's forbidden for a non-kohen to even eat less than a kezayis, even though it's not chayav misa for less than a kezayis, but there is an iser for a non-kohen to eat less than a kezayis of challah or truma. And challah or truma is considered the possession of the kohen. The kohen is allowed to sell the challah or truma And with the proceeds that he received from the sale, he can buy whatever he wants with it. He can buy servants or real estate or animals with the proceeds. But Olam Ba'achad Umeah, both Challah or Truma would only be possible in 1 in 100. Challah or Truma that got mixed in with regular produce, if the Challah or Truma is more than 1/100 of the mixture, the entire mixture would be forbidden to a non-Kohen. Only if the Challah or Truma is less than 1/100 of the mixture would the mixture be mutter to a non-Kohen. U'tu'unin rechitas yidayim. If you want to touch Challah or Truma, you have to wash your hands first. Otherwise, you would be metamei the Challah or Truma. The Hereb Shemesh, a Kohen that has become Tameh and has already immersed itself in the mikvah, he must wait until nightfall to eat Challah or Truma. V'ein nitlim min atar ala Tameh, ela min amukah. You can't take off Challah or Truma from produce that is tar. The part of produce that is Tameh, Challah or Truma can only be taken off min hamukah. Meaning to say, when you separate the Challah or Truma, you have to separate it right next to the produce that you're separating it from. You can't have the Challah or Truma in one place and the produce in a different place. And for that reason, the Chachamim decree that you cannot separate Challah or Truma that is tar for produce that is tameh. And since you have to separate it right next to each other, if the Challah or Truma is tar and the produce is tameh, you might be afraid that the produce that is tameh would be mitameh the Challah or Truma. If it comes into contact with the Challah or Truma, the Challah or Truma would become tameh. And since you're afraid that the produce will be mitameh the Challah or Truma, you might end up separating the Challah or Truma shalom and amukah. You might take off the Challah or Truma in a different place than where the produce is, which is forbidden. So therefore, the Chacham have decreed that you cannot separate Challah or Truma that is tar, the pasur of produce that is tamei. U'min ha-davar ha-gamu. Challah or Truma can only be separated from produce that has been completed, that the work of the produce has been completed. Only after the work of the produce has been completed can you separate the Challah or Truma. Now, with regards to Truma, the work of the produce being completed is referring to the Gemara Malacha, the produce out in the field. For example, if you're separating Truma from grain, after the grain has been piled up in a pile and the pile has been smoothed over, that's considered the completion of the work of the grain. And at that point, you can separate the Truma. Now, with regards to Challah, the completion of the work is referring to the kneading of the dough. Once you have kneaded the dough, that would be the completion of the work with regards to Challah, and at that point you would separate the Challah. Somebody who said, my entire granary should be Truma, or the entire dough should be Challah, he had said nothing. It would not be Challah, and it would not be Truma. You have to leave over a little bit. That would not be the Challah or the Truma. You cannot separate the entire dough to be Challah, or the entire granary to be Truma. As Challah or Truma is referred to in the Torah as rachis. And rachis implies that there's something left over besides the Challah or Truma, so therefore you cannot separate the entire granary to become Truma or the entire dough to become Challah. Instead, if you want to separate a lot of Challah or Truma, you can separate most of it to be Challah or Truma, but you have to leave over a little bit that is not Challah or Truma.